I am heading to Dallas, Texas for an event tonight, Tuesday night, at the George W. Bush Presidential Center on the campus of SMU. It's a celebration presented by the Dallas Sports Commission, which will include leaders of each of the sports organizations in the Dallas market as we talk about SBJ's designation of Dallas as the best sports business city in the U.S. Troy Aikman will kick off the evening. There'll be appearances by the likes of Rolando Blackman, John Isner, Nancy Lieberman, and Pudge Rodriguez. Should be a great evening, and I'll give you a full recap later in the week. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, January 23rd. Good morning, I'm Abe Madcor. Well, we have a big media deal, and it involves Netflix. Yes, Netflix has made its boldest move into live scripted entertainment programming as it has signed a 10-year deal with the WWE for its weekly Raw series in a deal that will begin in the United States in January 2025. So yes, this marks what is Netflix's biggest move yet into live entertainment. Yes, they've dabbled in some one-offs, but this moves Raw off linear television where it had been for 31 years and shifts it to Netflix. Now, Raw will continue to air on Monday nights on Netflix as a three-hour show. Remember, it's been airing on USA Network since 2005. It's WWE's most viewed TV property as well as the most watched program on USA Network. So Netflix is getting a solid performer with WWE's Raw. But it's not just a deal within the United States. Netflix will also be the exclusive home of Raw in Canada, the UK, and Latin America. Other countries and regions will be added over time. This is the third WWE media deal struck over the last few months. SmackDown left Fox for USA Network, and the NXT or Next Tour went from USA to the CW. Those deals start in October of this year. Netflix's deal with Raw starts in January 2025. Mark Shapiro, Endeavor and TKO Group's president and chief operating officer, noted the time frame of the deal gives Netflix and WWE a year to prepare for the move. The bottom line is it's good news for sports properties as Netflix really jumps in and leans in into scripted programming with a 10-year deal with the TKO Group for WWE Raw. There'll be more on this deal throughout the week. Let's move on. The NFL. Wow, it certainly delivered over the weekend, and the game certainly captured the attention of American viewers. Just look at some of these numbers. Let's start with Sunday, because the Lions-Bucks game delivered more than 40 million viewers on Sunday for a divisional playoff round. That is NBC's best performance in the divisional round since 1994. Yes, 1994. That's when Joe Montana played against Warren Moon 30 years ago, the same year Sports Business Daily started. That's just amazing. Meanwhile, let's go for Saturday's numbers. Fox drew more than 37 million viewers for the 49ers' comeback win against the Packers on Saturday night. That is the best Saturday divisional round game audience on record. It marks the best Saturday telecast of any kind since, yes, 1994's Olympic Games on CBS, which included the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding drama. So unbelievable numbers for the NFL. On Saturday night, you had two very marquee brands with national appeal playing a close game, and that's always a recipe for success. But that was so successful that it was Fox's best viewed Saturday telecast in network history. So we're making historical marks here. It's just amazing. But it wasn't just Fox. ESPN drew its most watched NFL game on record with nearly 32 million viewers for the Ravens-Texans. That topped last year's record that ESPN set for Cowboys-Buccaneers. So again, records were set all weekend, and we're not even including the numbers yet from Sunday night's classic between the Chiefs and the Bills. So the NFL, super hot heading into conference championship weekend. You know, I love the energy and passion that Clippers owner Steve Ballmer brings to his franchise. And one of the most talked about buildings in all of sports is Ballmer's privately financed, roughly $2 billion soon to be open Intuit Dome, which will include a section in the building where fans will not be allowed to root for the Clippers opponent. Yes, we all know if you're invited as a guest of the team, you are asked not to wear the opponent's colors or logos, but here in Los Angeles, fans will be obligated not to wear opposing team gear or root for the opposing team if they are sitting on one baseline that Steve Ballmer has created a very unique experience. It'll be 51 rows top to bottom. It's very steep. It's very intimate. It's designed to bring fans in closer to the game. This will be a Clippers-only zone where ticket holders have to register to be able to sit there. And they have to meet some requirements, like they have to follow the team on Instagram, or have to be a season ticket holder, or own a Clippers jersey. There's a lot that they have to figure out, but Steve Ballmer has stressed that fans will not be able to sit in this special section along one baseline if they aren't diehard Clipper fans. This building, again, one of the most talked about buildings in sports, is scheduled to open this August. Are you ready for a new volleyball league? Well, we know the sport is one of the hottest on college campuses, and we are seeing more and more professional offerings. The Pro Volleyball Federation will launch this week, looking to take advantage of the growth in volleyball and the growth in women's sports overall. So the Pro Volleyball Federation features 132 players across seven teams. Teams are in Atlanta, Columbus, Grand Rapids, Omaha, Orlando, San Diego, and Las Vegas. They will compete through a 24-game season. It will run from January to May. At least 10 matches will be shown on CBS Sports Network, including Wednesday night's season opener. The Pro Volleyball Federation will also be seen on the apps of Bally's Live and Stadium. Now, each franchise is individually owned, with some partners including Kerry Walsh Jennings, the Olympian, and Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, among others. So the Pro Volleyball Federation joins two other ventures in women's pro volleyball. Remember, Athletes Unlimited started a league in 2021. Athletes Unlimited plays a five-week season in the fall. And there's another league set to launch. It's pronounced LOVE, League One Volleyball. That is set to start its inaugural season in November. So we're seeing a real run of interest in volleyball. And so now we have a couple of professional leagues. We'll have to see how they fare in the marketplace. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, January 23rd. Again, a big day as Netflix gets into live scripted programming with a deal for the WWE's Raw. We'll certainly have more on that deal later in the week. Until I speak to you again, Austin Karp will bring you the Buzzcast on Wednesday. I'll speak to you on Thursday. Until then, stay healthy and be good to each other. I'll speak to you later in the week.